We have learned that there's no easy way anymore to put digital products on the EU market, and I'm going through what you at least, like what is the minimum requirement anyone needs to do who is a manufacturer. And this started as a practical introduction, but now it's the fastest introduction because I got basically not enough time to go through a complete cybersecurity risk assessment. But from, again, the date is circulating all over, from 11th December 2027, a manufacturer, like someone who puts a digital product on a European market and takes money for it, needs to comply to the European CRA. And this includes a risk-based approach. So the number for today that you should remember is 81. This is the occurrences of the term cybersecurity risks in the CRA. So the entire CRA talks about risks and cybersecurity risks, so you have to find a way how you approach cybersecurity risk. And I'm not reading it to you, but I have highlighted what it is about. So you need to have cybersecurity risk. You need to assess this while you plan, design, develop product, deliver and maintain your product, including, this is a difference to information security, health and safety of this user, of the users. This is not only information security. This is not, oh yeah, I'm losing some data and I get my aunt's email is somewhere and get spam. This is about also health and safety. And the cybersecurity risk assessment needs to contain a lot of specifics that help you to understand the risk of your product. And this contains, so shell is, you must do this, otherwise you're not compliant to the legal text. That's not the standard, that's the legal text. The intended purpose, reasonable foreseeable use, conditions of use, operational environment, assets to protect, and you have to do this over the expected period of life for your product. So if you do operating system for embedded systems, you should plan to do this for the next 15 years. Not two or three, but very long. So why is this a risk-based approach? So these are all these essential cybersecurity requirements in the